This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's follow up now on the death of the conservative media publisher Andrew Breitbart. He has died at the age of 43. A statement on his website, bigjournalism.com, says he died of natural causes. We're going to talk about this with Dave Weigel, a journalist for Slate who knew Mr. Breitbart. Mr. Weigel, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I'm having trouble talking to the people in Breitbart's network today. I'm not counting myself among them, and the people who literally worked with him, they're confident that the media operation he built is gonna move on. But they just no one knows what to do when somebody who's 43 dies of natural causes.
Well, some people will know his name very well. He was very prominent. He was in the news. He was sometimes behind the news. But some people will never have heard his name before. Who was Andrew Breitbart?
Well, Andrew Breitbart was a media entrepreneur, and in a real sense, I mean, he invented elements of media that did not exist before, of the press, not of the ways, the tools we use for it. And he kind of was he would probably disagree with this characterization, but kind of a protege of Matt Drudge. He worked on the homepage of the Drudge Report for a while. And I think through that kind of mind melded with how he already kind of had a sense of how the internet works, but he's one of the people who really came into his own as people began getting their information in new ways and things being curated, things being hyped. It was once kind of tabloid journalism was hyped up by the internet. Then he founded the big sites in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We found a video site first. Well, I'm skipping past how he co-founded the Huffington Post. But we found the big sites is when he moved in to real original stuff. I mean, he had a team of people who, starting with somebody who made independent video for him, well, not a staffer, James O'Keefe,
mm-hmm.
really starting with the big government, the launch of that Acorn video. I mean, he kind of moved into this role as not just a publisher of conservative investigative journalism and muckraking, but as an icon in the conservative movement. I mean, today you're seeing Mitt Romney comment on his death, and you're seeing Daryl Issa, who runs the Oversight Committee in Congress, and
mm-hmm.
Followed up on some of the things Breitbart reported on.
You've just alluded to the fact that he worked for the Drudge Report in the 1990s, which was a pioneering site in its time for breaking stories on the web and emphasizing stories on the web, that he was involved in founding the Huffington Post, that he ended up founding his own websites and spreading video and backing people doing various projects. His website, although I think it's notable, his website, in announcing his death, quotes him as saying once, "I enjoy making enemies." This was a guy who was happy to be in a fight.
He was. I mean, he was happy to be in a fight, and he was also happy to talk about it. I mean, the thing I'm trying to wrestle with today is going back to my memory banks. Just think of the many times he would just call me or call a journalist and talk for 20 minutes about the fight he was currently engaged in, or about the importance of something, or how we were missing something. He was, fearless is a word, I think a word that he would have laughed if it was applied to him. But, he really kind of, because he operated outside the strictures of the conservative movement and built his own little island outside of it, he just did not care about who he offended. I mean, his last big project was the cracking down on a members of Congress who knew, were getting information about economic transactions and then buying or selling stock based on that. And he's a Republican, and he was very gleeful about trying to embarrass Spencer Baucus, the banking committee chairman of the House, who was a Republican. I mean, he was trying to go after Republicans too. There was a playfulness about it. I remember for a while, Eric Bollert, was one of the staffers at Media Matters,
mm-hmm.
which was always engaged in war with Breitbart.
They're more to the left, of course. Yeah,
they're to the left.
Just got about 10 seconds here.
Bollert's avatar was, him smiling with a beard in front of a tree, and Breitbart changed his own avatar to him with a beard in front of a tree just to mock him. He loved to retweet people who attacked him. I mean, he was a true original who just was proud and brave about what he did.
Okay. Dave Weigel, thanks very much.
Thank you.
He's telling us about the death of Andrew Breitbart at 43.